This is the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, a man is in critical condition following a shooting in Silverhill Christchurch. Rodent sightings forced the closure of Deacon's Primary School. The Barbados Licensing Authority has begun phased resumption of vehicle inspections and issuance of roadworthy certificates. The Home Affairs Minister reaffirms Barbados is not a human trafficking hub despite an international trafficking downgrade. And Israel launches an emergency response in Jamaica after record-breaking Hurricane Melissa devastates the country. Good morning, I'm Michelle Spencer. Details up next. Police responded last night to a shooting at Silverhill Christchurch where a man was left in critical condition. Reports indicate residents heard several shots in the area, and in the aftermath, the victim was found near the nursery in the community with gunshot wounds. He was rushed to the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, where he remains in critical condition. More details as they become available. Deacon's Primary School has been closed for industrial cleaning after sightings of rodents and droppings have continued. This is the second closure of the school this week after staff previously expressed concerns over the cleanliness of the site. Some parents voiced concerns to Starcom Network News about the situation.
What is the government doing? That's what got me real standing. You want to tell me that they can't deal with the real issues at hand? Deacon School always want money, and to something as simple as keeping we children safe and keeping the health safe, we can't even trust them with that? Again, the call from the officials say it will be rectified tomorrow, which that has been the case the whole week. We get called every day this week saying the issue rectified, the children could come the next day. So I want to know, is that really going on? Because really, right, there's a school that got children as little as 3 years old. You cannot have rats in a school, period, let alone a school with little toddlers. And you can't go in a classroom and so you can wipe them with Clorox and thing. I think that the problem will go away because the school full of bush wrong and rats love bush. Something needs to be done.
Voices of the parents of children at Deacon's Primary School. Meanwhile, First Vice President of the Barbados Union of Teachers, Julian Pierre, told Starcom Network News that the Ministry of Health and the Ministry of Educational Transformation are currently conducting investigations.
Deacon's Primary School has had some issues regarding rodent sighting and rodent droppings within the last few days. Now, out of an abundance of caution, the staff had asked for the entire school to be industrially cleaned, given that there were sightings in one of the blocks of the school first. Now, the industrial cleaning was done. The staff had returned to the school. However, there has been further sightings of the rodent droppings, as well as disturbance of bait boxes which were placed inside of a classroom. So once again, the Ministry of Education has closed the school for further cleaning and investigation.
First Vice President of the Barbados Union of Teachers, Julian Pierre. Motorists frustrated by delays at the Barbados Licensing Authority could soon see smoother operations as the agency rolls out a series of fixes, including using private garages to help clear the backlog caused by last week's system crash. The authority has begun phased resumption of vehicle inspections and issuance of roadworthy certificates at its Pine St. Michael headquarters after its online platform went offline on October 20th, stalling all vehicle-related services for several days. Chief Licensing Officer Trika McCarthy-Brooms acknowledged there has been some frustration, but it should soon come to an end.
Testing has started, and my team is working on the backlog. We are fixing the matters and addressing all the issues for all classes of vehicles, be it private, commercial, or PSV.
Chief Licensing Officer of the Barbados Licensing Authority, Trika McCarthy-Brooms. Minister of Home Affairs and Information Wilfred Abrams has reaffirmed that Barbados is not a hub for human trafficking. Speaking at the handover of the Migration Governance Indicator and the Border Migration Management Assessment Reports at his ministry's office, he stressed that every allegation received is thoroughly investigated. But to date, there has been no evidence to substantiate claims. Mr. Abrams also questioned the basis of recent assessments that resulted in Barbados's downgrade in international trafficking rankings, describing the criteria as politically influenced and not reflective of global standards.
The one thing I can't speak without mentioning is we've recently been downgraded in terms of human trafficking, and a number of persons have raised flags about it. But I wish to say here, if you look at the evidence of what happens in Barbados, Barbados is not a human trafficking zone. We don't have a major problem with human trafficking. I don't want to tread too much in the area of the Minister of Foreign Affairs. But if we look at the criteria which led to our downgrade, that criteria in the main is more political than anything else. Barbados investigates all complaints or suggestions of human trafficking. We fully investigate it, right? But we're not turning up the evidence that the downgrade would suggest that there is.
Minister of Home Affairs and Information Wilfred Abrams. Executive Director of the Partnership Initiative for Sustainable Land Management, Dr. Ronan Francis, is calling for stronger collaboration across the Caribbean to tackle the growing climate and environmental challenges facing the region. Speaking at the meeting of Global Environment Facility and Green Climate Fund, focal points being hosted on the island, Mr. Francis said coordinated regional action is key to unlocking greater investment and creating more resilient communities.
Our region faces complex and interconnected challenges. And if we take a look at what has happened to Jamaica, Haiti as well, Bahamas is just going through the rains. And for this year, we had one of the harshest dry periods during the rainy season. But our challenge is, our region holds also immense potential. Together, we can turn our shared vision of sustainable land management and our resilience into regional success stories. So let us continue to work hand in hand, governments, development partners, and communities, to ensure that the Caribbean remains a model for sustainable, resilient, and inclusive development.
He stressed that partnerships can help countries to better respond to issues such as droughts, hurricanes, and land degradation.
By ensuring that our projects speak the same language of resilience, transformation, and inclusivity, we can unlock larger, more impactful investment for the region. To achieve this, we must strengthen collaboration among the GEF, the GCF focal points, UNCCD focal points, national designated authorities, and our implementing agencies.
Executive Director of the Partnership Initiative for Sustainable Land Management, Dr. Ronan Francis. Trinidad and Tobago's Prime Minister Kamla Prasad-Bisesar is facing mounting regional backlash for backing the United States military presence in the Southern Caribbean and its operations against Venezuelan drug boats. Tensions between Port of Spain and Caracas have escalated sharply, with Venezuela canceling key energy deals and its National Assembly declaring the Trinidad leader persona non grata just days ago. Adding to the controversy, Trinidad is the only CARICOM member that refused to sign a joint declaration calling for the Caribbean to remain a zone of peace. However, attorney Shan Lange, a Trinidadian living in Barbados, says the situation is a difficult one for the Prime Minister, but he believes regional unity will prevail.
Trinidad and Tobago is currently caught between our long-standing relationship with Venezuela, our closest neighbor, and the foreign policies which the USA are intent on. I appreciate that Kamla Prasad-Bisesar is therefore in a difficult diplomatic position. And while I may not agree with all of the statements currently being made, I do appreciate that it is a hard time to be the Prime Minister of Trinidad and Tobago. As a Caribbean woman and as a Trinbagonian, I appreciate CARICOM, and I think it is one of the greatest achievements of the Caribbean since our independence. And I am hopeful that through all of this, we find a way to be united in our policies.
Trinidadian Shan Lange. Israel's leading independent humanitarian organization, has launched an emergency response following the devastation caused by Category 5 Hurricane Melissa, the strongest storm ever to make landfall in Jamaica and most powerful recorded in the region. IsraAid said its initial emergency response team will arrive in Jamaica over the weekend to assist in critical areas, including water, sanitation, and hygiene, as well as mental health and psychosocial support. The team, made up of emergency response, logistics, and health experts, will include specialists from Israel Aid offices in Dominica and Colombia. Hurricane Melissa made landfall on Tuesday, causing widespread destruction before moving northward and weakening as it left Jamaica's shores. Authorities have reported at least 9 deaths in Jamaica and 20 in neighboring Haiti. Recapping the headlines, a man is in critical condition following a shooting in Silver Hill Christchurch. Rodent sightings forced the closure of Deacon's Primary School. The Barbados Licensing Authority has begun phased resumption of vehicle inspections and issuance of roadworthy certificates. The Home Affairs Minister reaffirms Barbados is not a human trafficking hub despite an international trafficking downgrade. And Israel launches an emergency response in Jamaica after record-breaking Hurricane Melissa devastates the country. That was the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. For breaking news, follow the Starcom Network News channel on WhatsApp. I'm Michelle Spencer. Good morning.